The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the imminent passing of the Mental Health Bill into law signals a positive moment for healthcare in Ireland and puts behind us the scandals of the recent past. So wrote Dr. Richard Hogan, family therapist and author, and he joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Richard. First of all, tell us what's happening here with this Mental Health Bill and why it's important.
Oh, Ciara, it's a great day for Irish families and for children particularly. The bill, it's 25 years since we've last seen any bill come into law that's going to impact families like this and so significantly like this. And it's a great day because what we're doing now is that we're making sure that the services that are provided for families are taken out of hospitals and put into the community. And community services care is where we have prevention, you know, and where families really need to get the care that they deserve. And for too long, Ciara, the reality is, for too long, we've had to endure as a society scandal after scandal. But, we had the Maskey report and we had the Mental Health Commission's 49 recommendations in 2024 there in July. And, you know, at times you might feel a bit, this mightn't get anywhere, you know, and things mightn't change here. But I never believed for one moment that our politicians didn't have and didn't believe in trying to provide good services for our families and children. And today is that day, you know, you can hear it in my voice. I'm very excited about this because today is the day that we're going to get proper regulation. You know, honestly, because I've lived with this, Ciara, you know, if you sat in my clinic, you'd hear the awful stories of families at their most vulnerable and families who went into a service at a very vulnerable moment in life to come out more vulnerable. And so what we have now is really robust regulation coming from the Mental Health Commission. And so that any service that gets provided will have to undergo serious, robust reviews and meet the and comply with the standards of the Mental Health Commission. So that kind of eradicates the chances of Kerry calms happening again.
Does it though? Because I mean, I'm very interested in this and I'm delighted to hear you sound so positive about it. But
no idea,
what's
going
to change, for example, an ordinary person attending, say, calms? Attending calms.
You're dead
right. How will this change something for them?
For community-based services and CAMHS. For the last number of years since CAMHS has been around, the HSC had set out the regulation of CAMHS. You can't regulate something from within, right? So you have to have a body outside. And the mental health, and for too long there, we had kids been, Ciara, like, I mean, I really worked with this, kids being placed on heavy psychotropic drugs and very poor supervision. Children who were presenting with very serious suicidal ideation, placed on very heavy psychotropic drugs, and then very poor supervision, and then constantly changing of the consultant psychiatrist and the team that the family were meeting. So with this, Ciara, that will remove that. And one of the most laudable parts of this bill is the pharmacological restraint part of it, where they're looking at this and they're putting into very clear language that we have to really supervise and make sure that our children that come into contact with any service meets the standards and meets a multidisciplinary team that will be able to, you know, supervise and provide that family and that child with the care that they so desperately need.
Yeah, and that does sound good. I mean, and we have interviewed more than once here on The Hard Shoulder, Davin Godfrey, for example, who is one of the survivors of Kerry Calms situation. He spoke so eloquently about his childhood and his youth being robbed by the use of medication. So I think medical restraint, I fully agree with you about the importance of it. But I'm just wondering, knowing the healthcare system as I do, with the lack of, I suppose, manpower, et cetera, and you're saying about the high turnover of staff.
Yeah.
What will this in effect change? Because where are they going to get these new staff and make them stay for longer periods of time? Or where will the change come from? I think it's all very well and good to pass a bill in the Dáil, which is laudable. But on the ground, I'm wondering, you know, will families feel and appreciate that change? Will they see the change?
I hear what you're saying. And of course, nothing is perfect here and no system is perfect, right? But what we're trying to do and what I see in the bill and what it's trying to do, I've been following this bill for many years now, right? And what the bill is trying to do is set out a set of regulation and compliance so that if I set up, let's say in a private way, providing community-based services for families and teenagers and children, whatever it is, that I have to meet I have to meet the high standards set out by the Mental Health Commission. They will be reviewed, right? This is what's coming. This is what's coming mm-hmm. through now here in this law. Those services will be reviewed. The chief executive John Farley was saying this morning that they will be reviewed, and if they do not meet the high standards set up by the Mental Health Commission, that will be the end of that service. And so what we have there, Ciara, is ensuring, you know, it's ensuring and enshrining through this law that our children will meet high standards when they come into care.
Okay. And just maybe lastly on all of this, Richard, in terms of, you said that you've worked very closely, and I'm aware that you have, of course, with families that have been affected by all of these things. How hard is it currently for people to access, you know, timely community-based services in terms of mental health?
Well, let's be honest, the state and the community services that are provided do the heavy lifting for the majority of families. And I just know, working clinically in my experience, it's very hard for families. They're on waiting lists maybe for a year and a half, and maybe even longer, you know, waiting for services to access a service. And over the years, when they did access that service and they felt that the hope was coming, it wasn't what they met. In fact, what they encountered was a more hopeless situation. And I actually think that this bill might be the hope, and I'm, you know, that families need. There have been so many children, Ciara, who went through the system that were not cared for, that are now adults, that were not cared by the state. But I think the enacting of this bill into law shows that Mary Butler, you know, Minister for Health, Mental Health, and Jennifer Carl McNeill and Taoiseach Micheál Martin actually take this mental health and the providing of services very seriously for our children. And it's a good day, Ciara. It's a good day. We don't often celebrate our politicians,
no.
But today is a good day.
Well, I'm very glad to hear. By the way, I know you're giving a talk this evening, Richard.
That's right. I'm in the Lark in Balbriggan, and if anyone's around, come on in there. I'm going to be talking about all things teenagers and parenting the screenager. And a bit of fun too at the same time, Ciara.
Of course, there's very, very little advice out there that's better than what you get from Dr. Richard Hogan. Richard, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Richard Hogan, their family therapist and author.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.